Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
Lend a hand,
God
save us. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
We've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz,
the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us again this Sunday morning as we bring to you another dynamic discussion on the final day of judgment. Get ready. And now I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Imam Shahid Shabazz, can you hear me? Imam Shabazz, can you hear me?
My apologies, I don't think I have you. Yes, all right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. Yes, I didn't have the button turned on, but.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right, I have you on. Wa alaikum as-salam. Can you hear me?
Of course.
All right, okay, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you. First of all, we would like to greet our beloved listening audience in the greetings of peace from all the prophets and messengers of our the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah. And that would be translated out of the Arabic language into the English language. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We thank Allah, the Creator, again for blessing us to see another day. Another day to praise Him. So with that said, we want to open with the opening prayer in the Holy Quran for all people. This prayer is not from just Muslims. This prayer is for Christians, Jews, all people. If you're a human being, this prayer is for you. And I'll say it in Arabic. And then I'll translate it, inshallah, in English. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladheena an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waddallin. Amin. We just said, people, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, the master, the ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us the straight way, Allah. The way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, nor those who go astray from your guidance. Ameen. So people, with that said, the topic is about judgment day. And it's about understanding that the life that we have here is just a temporary life, and it won't last. And the things in this world that most people worship, idolize, they think that these things add value to their life. These things have no value. Your life as a human being have no value if you don't have the life that your Creator put in you, the spiritual life. If you don't have the spiritual life that your Creator put in you, your life has no meaning, no value. And all of the so-called material wealth of this world, it has, again, no value. The value people that the Creator of the heavens and the earth give us when He created us down here, He say that value He didn't give us until He put some of His Ruach, His Spirit, into us, and we became a living soul. Now, that's profound. Now, we was created as a body now. We was created by our Creator as a flesh and blood body. We could walk, we could talk, yeah, we could see, we could hear. But He say, we didn't become a human life, a human being, until He put His Spirit in us and we became living souls. So the life of a human being is in the soul, in the soul of that human being. When that soul is connected to the Spirit of Almighty God Allah, then you are alive. And when you recognize a person as liar from a person that's spiritually dead, when you're alive, you don't want to harm. You don't want to kill. You don't want to do evil things to yourself. You don't want to do evil to others. When you're alive, you want to see others have life too, the good life that you got. But when you are spiritually dead, disconnected, turn your back, your deaf ear to the word of your Creator. Turn you put blindness over your eyes to all His wonderful creation in the heavens and the earth, the sun, the moon, the mountains, all of this. You know no human being didn't do this. You know that someone bigger than all human beings created all this vast creation in the universe. And then you understand that all around you, especially today, is death. It's more death than ever before, and destruction all over the world. And why? And I want to say this. Most of you, you need to understand that history is very important. Because most of you, be it your Muslim, Christian, whatever you call yourself, name means nothing. It's your life, your actions, your intentions, and your actions. Study history. Because if you don't know where you begin and how, and the sister say always on the radio program, the co-host, she'll say, you need to know who you are, before you can know who you are, you got to know who you are. Now, let's break that down. Who you are is a product of the creation of the Creator. That's who you are. And who you are, who He made you, is a soul. He made you a soul. And that's your life. We used to have the sayings coming up, soul brother, soul sister. But they didn't understand. We didn't understand what we were really saying. They were saying soul brother and soul sister, if you ate pig feet or chitlins, or if you ate pork, if you was out there and you can dance real good. Oh, so that brother, that's a soul brother. I'm going to give you an example. James Brown, the singer, man, soul rest in peace. I have nothing against the man. They call him soul brother number one. And he was singing a lot of songs, though, that really had a spiritual message in those songs. And that's why he even made a song called Soul Power. We got to have soul power. We need soul power. And I say what James Brown said when he was here. We got to have now today more than ever soul power. We need soul power to overcome not just no coronavirus, but all evil. People make too much of this old game the government playing with this old so-called coronavirus. And Muslims, most of all, you say you believe in the true creator of the heavens and the earth, and you're around here running scared like other people who don't even know the creator. And a lot of people who do know the creator that's not Muslim, they're not afraid of dying like you see a lot of Muslims, so-called Muslims. Because if you're a true believer in the creator of the heavens and the earth, you're not afraid to die. And I'm not saying that, you know, you're not supposed to take precautionary measures from anything that's going to harm you, not just no coronavirus. I'm tired of hearing that. You're supposed to take precautionary measures against all evil. Allah say the true believers in Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, are those who enjoin, encourage people to all that is good and forbid people from all that is bad or harmful to the human being. And I want you to understand today that the creator, he created human life to be good. He created human life for us to understand that we're one human family, but we can't be one. And he said, created us also as different races and colors and nations and tribes that we might get to know each other and not that we might despise each other or hate each other because you are this skin color. I'm this skin color. You got more money than me. You think you look better than me. You got more so-called education than me. So you look down on me. No, Allah said he didn't create us for that. Ain't nobody better than nobody else, Allah say, except that they are more obedient to his divine will in their soul, in their life. That they're living a more life in obedience to their creator than you are. Then he say, that's what makes you better. Nothing else. At this time, I'm going to conclude to give away. If anybody got any questions, bring them on. If you got any comments, we welcome your comments. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is the final day of judgment. Get ready. And he's explaining beautifully to the people that the time is nearing. It's here, actually. And we should be prepared, not for this world and what we want this world, but to meet our Creator. People, he says, our life here is fleeting. Very soon we will die. But this is not the end. We will be raised up from our dead graves into a new world to answer or pay for how we live our life here. This would be the world of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, the first and only Supreme Lord of the world. So people, take this seriously, because this day will decide where you will spend eternity, in the heaven of Allah or in the hell fire. We are here only to be tested to see who will by a good life earn the heaven of Allah or by a bad life earn the fire of hell. And the signs of this day are coming very, very fast. Choose now where you will spend eternity. This is what this discussion is about today, people. And he's begun very strong with the discussion. So if anyone has a question or comment, please, please just push the number one button and your number will show up on in our studio here, and we'll be glad to have you answer the question. I will be calling on a few numbers that are here. Usually, though, I think these numbers prefer to listen, but just in case, we never can tell when you have a question or a comment, so I will call you in just a moment here. But now we will get back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum again, people. Peace be unto you. The next thing that I want to say, people, is that, you know, I was talking to a beautiful sister from California. She's a doctor also. And Allah, the Creator, took her physical sight from her. She went blind. I can't imagine that myself. And she has so much strong faith in Allah, or the Creator of the heavens and earth. I hadn't heard from her in a while, and when I finally got her, she said Allah had given her her sight back. Now, and what she was saying in the conversation is so profound. This is in the form only in the Holy Quran, the perfect book of the Creator, His perfect revelation. He said, Allah said to everybody listening and those who are not listening, He said, if you would try to count up all the blessings and favors He bestow or give you every day, people, He said, never would you be able to number. Never. Our Creator never stops blessing us. But the problem with the world today, with most people, they don't want to show the Creator gratitude, because He's the one that do all the good in their life, but they want to worship the things that He gives them rather than worship Him after He blessed them. They forget about Him. They forget. That's why we are having earthquakes. That's why we're having all these things, coronavirus, all this stuff. It's happening because all over the world, because the Creator is trying to get people's attention back on who is in control. You're not in control, people. You need to stop and take an inventory of your life and realize that, just, and it's easy too, realize easily that all the bad that's happening to us as individual human beings and collectively as a human race is coming from the evil things that we're doing. It's coming from falling our own way. And just say, and for those, all those who say in the majority of them, they believe in whoever they want to call the Creator, they just say it out of their mouth, but their life is showing, contradicting what they say. They still doing what they want to do. And say, yeah, I believe in God, and I believe I'm going to heaven. You can believe whatever you want to believe. But if you are not right, according to the will of your Creator on the day of judgment, you're going to hell.
Wow.
People. Huh?
I don't know what has happened
here. Huh?
They're playing music on us.
I don't know what has happened.
There's no way that I can reach them.
Reach who?
Okay.
I don't hear
okay,
nothing.
Now, it came in on my side. Good you didn't hear it. There was some music that came in. It's going off now.
Oh, okay, good. As I was saying, as the sister said, you need to seriously interview your life every day, because your life can be taken away from you the next breath. And very well maybe, but we can surely see that all of these things that are happening we had an earthquake here where I stay, my birthplace, North Carolina, about a week ago, an earthquake. They said we hadn't had an earthquake like this in 100 years. It was even splitting the ground. Cement. And so people, faith is nothing to take lightly. If you say you believe in the creator of the heavens and the earth, the supreme Lord, the supreme ruler, the supreme one in all power. He got all power. The one that has all knowledge. He's all wise. If you believe in him, then you will understand that he didn't put you down here to just live a life of sport and play. He put you down here to test you. Everything he created is a test for us. The biggest test for us is our own self, to see if you're going to choose the good life that he created inside of you and put in you. Are you going to choose the bad life of following your lust and the lust of this lustful, evil world, he said? Yes. Allah said this world is a magician. Greater than, he said, to his angels that he sent down to test people in the days gone by, peace be upon him, horror and marah. He said this world is a magician, greater than them. Do you know what that means? He said this world is a deceiver. So most people act like the Muslim too. I'm going to begin with them, the majority of them. They act like this world is real. They're just having a good time. They competing with other people that don't even believe in the Creator in acquiring material things and indulging into sexual appetites, the lust of sexual appetites, ungodly, lustful sexual appetites, committing all types of horrific crimes also. It was one guy back here calling himself Muslim, a black guy, and mostly whites used to do this. He was a sniper. He was going from all up and down the northeast coast killing people with his son. See, that's the problem. When you forget history, you repeat it. So all of these bad things that have happened recently, people just forget about them. And so when you forget about them, you go repeat them. I tell you what, in your own personal life, if you're doing something that ain't right, I'll start with me. And you too, if you're doing something that ain't right, people, and you feel good about it, you don't feel bad about it, you're going to keep doing it. But if you feel bad about something you're doing that is bad, then Allah, the Creator, say you're a true believer in him. You'll stop. You'll stop. You'll turn to Almighty God Allah in repentance, and you'll ask him, forgive me, because your conscience and your heart will trouble you. But if you have forgot your Creator and you're holding to your own evil deeds and evil ways, you don't feel like your evil is wrong. You feel like your evil is good. You feel like you're wrong, it's right. All right, it's all right. It's all right for me to kill. It's all right for me to molest a baby, a child. It's all right for me being a man to be with another man. It's all right for me being a male or female or a woman to be with another woman intimately. It's all right for us to marry and raise children like a man and a woman, or the Creator created a man and woman to do. They changed this world. Satan have got through people, influencing people because they into their own evil self. That's the only way he can come in this world. He has to come through us and our evil deeds, people. That's the way the devil can come in this world, through you. If you want to get evil back out of this world, Allah says he never changed the evil condition of a people until they first change the evil in your heart. Stop desiring lust. Stop lusting after these things of this world. And start back desiring to please your Creator, to live a good life. Want to live a good life. Start enjoying good and stop enjoying and think you're going to find satisfaction in evil. Most people try to find satisfaction in evil things and in doing evil things, talking evil. But you're not going to get good out of evil, people. And you don't have but a short time around here to let the evil go in your life and to come back to the good life that your Creator created for you when he created you, when he brought you into his creation, created you and brought you into his creation. And he said he created his creation in six evolutions of 6,000 years. And he said every stage he created his creation in the heaven and the earth, he said, was all good. So this world was once all good until the influence of people and their evil and Satan and this evil made this world a hellish world like it is right now. And the law say people can stop this, but they got to have the will to change. And most people, they too damn arrogant to change. And then someone was saying these so-called educated, especially, I'm going to say, I want to mention specific this race, African-American people in particular, following these slave teachings that they get from the white man's school, trying to follow him, they have left the godliness ways that we had 50 years ago when we were separated from the so-called white people. We were more God conscious. We were more conscious of helping each other. We were more conscious that the only way we can survive is have our own stores and support our own businesses and support each other like other races are doing that come to this country. Even the white people, this ain't their country. They come here from Europe, but they support each other. And don't get mad with Donald Trump for wanting to make this a white nation and uphold white power as being the power down here. And if the way you fight evil is put good out there. And then this war that we fight in this battle is not no physical battle. It's a spiritual war. It's a war of the mind, of the thinking of people. Yes. So if you want to destroy, stop this, this destruction that's on the world of people today, you got to get your heart right. Allah said he never changed the condition of a people until they first change what's in their hearts. Change the evil in your heart, the selfishness, and come back to that pure heart that your Creator put in you, that heart for you to love not only the goodness of the God that created you in you, but love the goodness of God in other people too. And try to encourage the good of God in other people. This is how you prepare for the day of judgment. For Allah, the Creator, say he's going to judge us on the day of judgment by our intentions and our actions and people. The Creator said in his final revelations in the Quran, the judgment day is more nearer than you can imagine, people. And in fact, like the co-hosts say, and some others too, every day is a judgment day for us. So you ain't getting away with wasting days and doing what you want to do and indulging into the lust of this world. You're not getting away with that. Everything is being put on the record that you do every day until you die. And even if you don't believe in the resurrection of your dead body and the day of judgment, you're going to be there. And ain't no need of believing, trying to believe then. It's too late. It ain't going to profit you. You're going to hell. You're going to burn in the fire of hell. This is what the Creator say, and he don't lie. And what he's saying, it's going to come to pass, whether it then came to pass or not. It's coming to pass. It's inevitable. It can't fail. You're going to hell, and you're going to dwell therein forever with your evil self itself. So give up the evil now, today, right now, and realize that the fire of hell is real. It's real. It ain't a fictitious place that somebody just came up with an idea. And you're going to realize that, people, but don't let it be too late to for you to be able to change. The time for change to prepare to avoid the hellfire and to go to the eternal heaven of your creator in the hereafter where you come from is now, right now. Right now, with the breath you breathing right now. Assalamu alaikum for now. Peace be upon you.
Alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is the final day of judgment. Get ready. And he's coming on strong, as you can see, with a beautiful, beautiful discussion and reminder to you of this final day of judgment. And right now, if there's anyone who has any question or comment that you would like to make, we'd be glad to have you to do so at this time. I'm going to try a few numbers here that I have. And if you have a question or comment, you may ask the question, make your comment at this time. The number is 313-213-6568. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
I know. That's me.
Yes.
Oh, do you have a question or comment at this time, Ruffy? Okay, I guess he didn't have anything to say. He just addressed himself, and that was it. All right, we have another number, 336-725-3189. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
They like to listen, right. Sister.
Yes, Yes, and that's what I'm thinking. All of these numbers probably do, but we have to at least, sometimes they might just want to make a comment, so I still do that just in case they do have a question or something. We have to give them a chance. But I think most of us are listeners we have today. Okay. All right. So there's another 313 number, and this is probably a listener too. I'm thinking all of these are listeners. 313-213-6568. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from? Okay, so today we have listeners. Thank you for listening in. We pray that you are enjoying the talk show today with Imam Shahid Shabazz, and that you are receiving the information that you come for, the spiritual information, spiritual guidance that you have been seeking. And now I give you back Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, I was listening to a great spiritual teacher in our time. May his soul rest in peace. May Allah grant him Jannah, our eternal heaven. And he said that our Creator is never satisfied with us having our own bad life over the good life that he created in us when he put his spirit in us. And Allah say the evil, our Creator say the evil deeds of the people in the past, generations, all of them. He said their evil deeds came back and destroyed them. And he said that evil deeds of this generation we're living in will soon come back and destroy us too, and it's happening right now all over the world. So this is the evil deeds of people that you see happening. And if you want to, if you don't change the evil history, it will come back. So change your evil history. If you've been living an evil life as an individual, change. You can change. How can you change? If you don't know how to change, how you change, Allah say change your heart. You got a heart, and that heart desires good, or that heart desires evil. And if that heart desires evil, that heart gonna, your actions, evil gonna come out, it's gonna show in your actions. And if that heart desires good, that good gonna come out in your actions. Either way, the good actions or bad actions of people, Allah say, come from their heart intentions. So now you know how to change if you didn't know before. Back to the good life that you were created for by your creator. And then also, we had in our notes right here, people, this world and our life here is soon to come to an end. And all the sport and play will come to an end with it. People, our life here is very, very short. So no matter how much you prepare for your future life here in this world, it is short-lived. It would be wise then of you if you prepare for the eternal spiritual life in the hereafter. This is the purpose of Allah, the Creator, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, gave us life down here on earth to see who, by spiritual work and preparation, would earn their eternal home in the hereafter in the Lord's heaven, or by evil work and evil living, earn the eternal hell fire in the hereafter. But always know that this, people, is a personal choice you have to make for yourself. For every person have to make that choice for themselves. And so, people, you need to stop playing the blame game too, blaming other people like brother there, or blaming other things and other people for the wrong that you do, and take personal responsibility for your actions. And at the end of this note here, I say, the Creator say, do right. Prepare for the day of judgment. I can hear noise in the background. I don't know who it is, but you might need to, cut them off the show. I'm finished for now. I'm finished for now, sister. Like I said, I hear noise in the background. If you can still hear me, I was saying we need to cut that. We are those who are on. If they don't want to come or say nothing and they're on the show, then they need to be cut off because they're distracting other people.
Yes, no, I think that came from here in my apartment here. So it's just letting them know that I have to chew off.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm finished at this time.
All right, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, who comes from every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we thank you for joining us. We pray that you will also invite others to join us likewise. If there are any questions now that you have or any comments at this time, please hit the number one button. And if your number shows up, we'd be glad to assist you. Right now, Imam Shahid Shabazz is discussing the final day of judgment. Get ready. And he's coming on a storm to remind people that with the time that we're living in, we must be aware and awake that this is the final days of judgment that we're in. And as you can see, things are happening like never before, and things that have never before happened are happening now in this world. And it's really a changed world. They call it a new world order because we don't know when we're going to have to take these face masks off that they have on. You know, they haven't even put on, but it's scrubs secure to someone who might have a sickness and coughs in your face, and you wouldn't want to catch it too. That's basically what it's for, to remind you to be cautious as you go out into the public, because there's a sickness out there that can be caught. It's not necessary to force you to wear it, but to remind you that for your protection. You don't want someone to cough in your face who has the illness. It's better to be protected. But it's just assuring us that we never had to live like this. That's why I'm saying this, you know, in this world before, with these conditions that we're living under today. And we have storms like never before. They're destroying, flooding out cities and towns and taking lives and people's property. We haven't had this like to the extreme that we're having it now. But this is a warning. These are the signs from the Creator of a final day, and we're in the day of judgment, as Imam Shahid Shabazz has said. And now I give you again, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes. Thank you. As the sister said, we see things happening now, people, that we haven't seen. And like I said, we had an earthquake here in North Carolina, and it hit one town called Sparta, North Carolina, real hard. People, in the past, if you study history, and the Quran is the history, that's the Creator history book. He's the one that started history. He's the one that follows the course of history until the end of time, till he destroyed the whole universe, and there is no more history. We in that time that he's done brought all history to a conclusion. It's time for history to run out. And all of what you see happening now, this is the same things that happened in all history, the Creator say, Allah say. So you don't have to guess. And he gave the warnings to the people, like he's given warnings to us constantly. One man he sent to warn the people of their evil and wrongdoing, and he gave them so long to change. So ain't nobody going to have no excuse on the day of judgment to say, I didn't have time to change. I didn't see no signs to show me that I need to change from my evil ways. Huh? This man, Allah sent, he was the first major prophet of Almighty God, Allah. His name was Noah, or Noah in the English language. And this man, Allah, let live 950 years. And this man taught generation after generation, almost 10 generations of people. And he warned him, he said, listen, Allah, the Creator, your Lord, he say he's tired of this evil you're doing down here. He said, if you stop this evil, you will be saved. Because he said he's getting ready to send a flood all over the world to destroy all the evil doing people. And in that part of the world where he was, it didn't rain. So the people, they laughed at him, called him a fool, called him crazy, like they most people today and always have called all righteous prophets and messengers and men of Allah crazy, call us crazy, because we tell them the truth. Try to warn them so they can try to save themselves from the wrath of Almighty Allah that they bring on themselves. So this man warned the people almost 1,000 years. And after 950 years, Allah said, this is it, stop. Don't warn them anymore. They are not going to believe in what in my truth you're giving them, the warnings. They are just not going to believe. They got to be destroyed. And so Allah instructed him to build what's called a ship, okay? And he told him to get piles of everything on that ark so that when he destroy all the evil people in the world, he could start the world over, because Allah said he created everything he created in pairs. It takes pairs to make to produce another, it takes a male and a female to produce another species of any kind. So that's how he was able to start the world over again, okay? And he said after he did that, in the beginning of time, he said he would always destroy the world when the world get too wicked and restore the good order and the justice and the goodness, his righteousness, back on the earth as he did in the beginning when he created the heavens and the earth also. He created them all good, the heavens and the earth. And he's getting ready to do that now, people. So all of your evil that you want to continue to practice and do, it's short-lived. You're getting ready to go out of here. You destruction is getting ready to overtake you. And it ain't coming from Allah. It's coming from your own evil deeds, of which he's given many, many of you chance to change every day. So if you waste the day, you might not live to see another day to change. So the time for change, the time for living right is now. It's all the time. It ain't no set times to live right. To live right is all the time. You was created to live right. And I was saying that all of the attributes or the qualities or the names of our Creator, they're all good. They all are good, and they all have love. Their foundation is the love of the Creator. For instance, our Creator, Allah, say when he created the heavens and the earth, he say he decreed, ordained, that his mercy prevail over his wrath. That's why he ain't already destroyed most people in the world, because he's most merciful. You don't want destruction, y'all to be destroyed, people. And he's not the one to destroy you. You're doing it to yourself. But he's giving you plenty of time to change. But most people are wasting that time every day with doing what they want to do. They want to try to act like they the God over their life. This is my life. I'm going to do what I want to do. And even, and not so much them saying it, they doing it. They showing in their actions. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I'm going to show you clearly the implications of how Allah say that is. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say all the good that happens to us as human beings come from Allah, the all good creator. Okay? And Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say all the bad, the evil that happens to human beings, us, come from our own evil deeds. So if you want to protect yourself, I heard the sister mention about the mask and everything. I say this again. You need to protect yourselves from all evil. The coronavirus is one evil. As I just said, Allah just made one sister blind. Muslim sister in California blind. He took her physical sight from her. And she couldn't, I can't even imagine that. But anyway, she had enough faith. It shook her so much, though, that she just had to go and retreat for a little while. She didn't give up her faith in Allah, though, the creator. And he restored her sight back to her. All praise is due to Allah. Allah's Akbar. Allah is greater than anything that we go through. Allah can change any condition that we go through, but we have to change our heart. That sister, she changed her heart. She humbled herself even more to Allah. She didn't give up her faith. And many prophets and messengers of Allah, they suffered. All righteous people down here on this earth have to suffer. Allah, the creator, say he put us down. He created us to go through suffering and afflictions all our life. And he say the reward he give us if we go through these sufferings down here on earth and affliction, he say if we continue to strive to serve him and live a good life, he say our reward will be eternal eternal life from all of this suffering, all of this evil, and from death itself. You will die no more in his eternal heaven in the hereafter. You will suffer no more. You will not be disturbed by evil no more. And what fool don't want that type of life? But before that, he said he's going to clean up this world now. He's going to change this earth now. He made it good. He made it right. And like I just said, he said anytime the world of people, the majority, and he's doing it around the world, so it's the majority of people, he say, they got to be destroyed. Why? Because they refuse to turn away from their evil and wicked ways. It's simple as that. You ain't got to be no rocket science to know this here. And Almighty Allah said again, I remind you that if you say you believe in the Creator, whoever you call him, it ain't but one, and you can't see him. He's spiritual. You can't see him with your physical eyes. But he say this. He say when the good you do pleases you and the evil you do displeases you, then you know for sure, and others also know, you're a true believer in your Creator. That's how people know that you're a true believer in your Creator. It's your good deeds, your good life, a good living. And how they know you're a hypocrite or a liar or a disbeliever in your Creator is when you say you believe or you even don't say you believe in the Creator, and you just outright live a life of evil, selfishness and evil. See? All the evil come from ourselves. And our Creator say the greatest struggle, the greatest fight we got is not against the coronavirus. He says against your own evil, selfish desires and pride. Huh? So your greatest protection against the coronavirus is not the mask. It's the good life that Allah created for you. The virus itself comes from you living a bad life. So if you just to wear a mask, like some people say, it's people that's wearing the mask and they still getting the virus. They died, they're dead, and still dying. So I'm not discouraging anyone from wearing it. You do that. But I'm letting you know, I'm a spiritual man, and my job is to let you know that all evil you need to guard yourself against and prepare yourself for the final day of judgment. Because on the day of judgment, it's going to be all kinds of people in hell. And I'm going to say this right here. If you do right and take the necessary precautions, you wear the mask. That's fine. I encourage that too. You wear the mask. If you feel like, you know, that it's going to help you, I wear the mask from time to time. I have breathing issues, so sometimes I have to take it off. But that ain't the biggest thing you should have your focus on, no coronavirus. The biggest thing you should have your focus on is not being scared to lose your physical life anyway. The biggest thing you focus, you should have your attention on, as all these earthquakes and things the Creator's given us now to let you know that he's on his way. He's on his way to get you, call you to die, and that and bring you, resurrect you from the dead and call you to answer for the life you lived here on earth, whether it was a good life or a bad life. Now, you can believe it or you ain't got to believe it. But on that day, you're going to believe. And every knee going to bow then to the one Creator. And ain't nobody going to be saying Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. Ain't nobody going to be saying I'm a black God. I'm a white God. Ain't nobody going to be saying Buddha is God. Ain't nobody going to be saying that Jesus' mother, Mary, is the mother of God. They won't be saying that type of insane, those type of insane things on that day. Because all of those people that they name, they're going to bow down and be worshiping Allah, the one creator. And they're going to testify against those people and say, you're lying on me. I never told you to worship me. This is in the Holy Quran. Get your Quran. People, read your Quran. That's the only hope you got, not just against the coronavirus, but against all evil destroying you in this world and saving you from going to the hellfire to burn forever in the life in the hereafter. Again, I pause. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Alaikum alaikum. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Today's discussion is the final day of judgment. Get ready. And he's teaching strong on that. And as he said, the coronavirus is just simply a sign and a message for Allah to remind you to get ready, people. It changed the way of life of everybody now. Many things that you could do, you can't do anymore. You can't socialize anymore like you used to. That's the way of life. It's been changed because of this. And
that's right.
You can't go places. So you can't, you're closed in. You're inside more so now. And when you go on the outside, you have to be cautious. If you don't want to get sick, you have to just be cautious, like you would with anything else that's going around, you know, any disease or anything. And make sure you take the right precautions that will help you to keep you
that's
from
right.
getting sick, too.
Right.
So, people, this is something that no man imagined that would happen, that you can walk on the streets now and not see hardly anybody on the streets. Workplaces are closed down. People can't go to work like they used to. Many people are out of jobs because of this virus
that's
going
right.
on. And nobody knows where it came from or how it came. They can see what it's doing, the effects it's having on them. And those who are wise and spiritual know that it came from the Creator. It's a message from Him and a reminder.
That's right. That's right.
Like Imam Shahid Shabazz said, nobody's recognized Creator. They don't want to recognize Him. The world's become so evil that man only sees himself. He sees himself like a god. But now he knows
that's right.
that he's not the god. He recognizes
that's
him.
Right.
So Allah, the Almighty Creator, has many ways of bringing our attention to who He is and the reminder that He is the Creator of all and no man is a god and nothing else that lives on this earth. And now Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yeah, that was very, very well said, put sister, and very, very instructive. What I want to say is Allah say that He didn't create the world for sport and play. You know, most people in the world, we talked about this years ago, they love sport and play. Listen to this. You can go to a football game or a basketball game, and you can see 100,000 people, 50,000, maybe 200,000, a soccer game, a 500,000 people around the world. People love sport and play, the majority of people. And they live their life just for sport and play. They love sport and play. They love to dance. They love to just act a fool. Allah said He didn't create you just for no sport and play. In the world for sport and play. But He said He created the world for His goodness and His justice. Okay? So now, sister, they can't even go to their NBA, their sport. They can't look at it on TV, nor can they go to the games live, you know? Because now, because of the virus, the whole seasons of in professional basketball, football, and other professions, the sports, they have to shut them down. They can't take no chances. So the Creator clearly is showing His power more stronger now, especially to the people of America, because these are the hardest core disbelievers in the Creator in America than any other country in the world. Oh, you can't tell America and American people that they're not in control. They even brag on their country. We got this. We're the leading country in the world. What you leading in? You're leading in evil. You're leading in evil. You're bragging on that? Well, then, when the destruction, as this destruction overtake you, don't say nothing. Don't put on no mask. You're so tough against evil. Why you got to wear a mask? Huh? No, if you're in control, don't wear a mask. And this is one thing, I'm not encouraging that, but I'm just making a point. Listen, if you think you're in control, I think it's about 4 minutes. If you don't get no oxygen, you'll die. Your body will die. Your brain will go dead. So if you think that you're in control, try to stop breathing for 6 minutes, a minute after medically they say you will die. Try breathing, holding your breath 1 minute after that and see how long you live. No, you're in control. And if you're in control, man, you're God. You can live beyond that point. But no human being has ever lived beyond that point. When they lost oxygen and they didn't get it within that period of time, they died. You ain't no different. So quit, get off your high horse and recognize that we as human beings without our Creator in our life, we're nothing. We're powerless against all evil unless our Creator protect us. We're powerless against all evil unless our Creator protects us. And our Creator, Allah, the Almighty, say that He is the protector of those who believe in his reality. Though they can't see Him, know and understand that He sees them and is with them at all times and worship Him like you sin. And though you know you don't sin, worship Him like you do sin. And He wants you to understand that He is the only reality. And I want you to understand that the Creator is the only reality. Now, let's break this down. I love this sin in the Holy Quran. Allah, the Creator, is the only reality. Allah, the Creator, say everything that's with us in the material world going to pass away. But Allah say all that's with Him go and last and do it forever. People, this world, your life down here, is soon to end. It would be wise of you. I'm going to share this with you. The Creator said this, not my words, His word. You know, in this world down here, especially in America, they say you're wise if you got a lot of education and you got a lot of degrees and stuff, right? They say you're wise. And if you can learn fast, you know, and they say, and you got a lot of knowledge and wisdom, they say a lot of people that say they believe in the Creator, they say the more knowledge you get, the more wiser you get, that's going to get you to heaven. I differ with you. The Creator of the heavens and the earth say the victory of returning back to Him in His eternal heaven in the hereafter, He don't give that victory to those who are wise in knowing how to recite His words in the Quran that He revealed to us. No. Or to those who give a lot of in charity, even so much as billions of dollars. He said the victory ain't given to those who are swift in learning the truth and then being wise, thinking that they wise in His truth. He said the victory that He promised to those who live a good life until they die, according to His will, not what you think and what you feel, but according to His words in the Holy Quran. He said that victory is given to those who endure, persevere in obeying their Creator until the end of their life, to their death. That's why the Creator says, don't die unless you die in a state of submission to His divine goodwill. This is a warning. The Creator said, don't die now. The Creator said, if you die in sin, you could be done lived a good life for 50 years. You could be done lived a good life and one that the Creator approved for 80 years. And at the end of your life, you decide you want to turn back to, you know, your own evil ways. You go straight to hell. And see all that good you done put out there? And you're going to let some lust of this world, right at the end of your life, you will lust after something that other than you take your focus off the hereafter, the judgment day, and start lusting after these temporary things that's passing away fast and go to hell and be in the hellfire forever. It's not worth it, people. It's not worth it, people. But if it's worth it to you, it's your choice. But when you get there, you're gonna say it's not worth it. You're gonna know it wasn't worth it, but you're not going to be able to reverse your position. You're going to hell. The Creator said, if you die in sin, the law say, if you die in sin, you are going to hell. Point blank. No acceptance to the rules of the law. You die in sin, sinning, you're going to hell. Point blank. But if you die submitting your will to the will of your Creator, which is in the Holy Quran, that's the only place you will find the will of our Creator, anybody's Creator. That's the only book that has the will of the whole truth of the Creator that He revealed to all of His prophets and all of His messengers from the very beginning of time, beginning with the first prophet, Adam. Peace be upon them all. The guidance is in the Holy Quran. Allah says in the Holy Quran that He revealed the Holy Quran in the night of power as a healing for the diseases, what? In our hearts. Most of you have a heart disease. I have that heart disease. I don't have that heart disease today. All praise is due to Allah, not because of my own merits as a human being, but because of the grace and mercy of our Creator, because He knows I got good intentions, and I always strive, I fear to do wrong. I fear to do wrong. I fear to go against His will. Even though I make mistake after mistake, I keep my heart in repentance, and I ask Him for forgiveness constantly in my heart and my soul and in my mind. I'm always asking for forgiveness because as human beings, we sin all the time. Even though you are a good human being, you still sin because you're in a imperfect form, and that part of you sins without you even know it. That's the flesh body. Because it's made of a sinful world, a lustful world. Yeah, we come out of the ground, that body you got. And the desires of the flesh, it desires the lust of this world. So, people, change your heart desires, and Allah will save you from the destruction that's getting ready to overtake most of the people in the world with. And it's surely it's coming fast. It's coming. And one person I talked to say, well, where you going to run and hide? He opened up the ground with an earthquake and sucked you down. And then I was saying to somebody around the world for the last 50 years, I say the last 40 years, people have been having earthquakes all around the world. And America act like she's so immune from doing getting the same punishment that other people have got around the world. Are these people here in America the most insane people I say on the planet Earth? They don't believe fire burning them until the fire is actually burning them. And then once it's burning them, a lot of them don't even believe it's burning them. They're so insane. So people, yeah, you know, hey, this here destruction, you can stop it if you and look, don't try to think that you can change nobody else. Don't worry about it so much. I'm gonna catch this little coronavirus from somebody and I'm gonna die. You're gonna die anyway. You concern yourself about getting your life right personally. Because Allah said your life, your death, and your resurrection is in no way but as what? An individual soul by yourself. So you have to have a personal relationship with your Creator. And you can. Because he put his spirit in your heart. But he said you got to open up your heart. And you got to invite him in. And if you invite him in, he'll turn your life around and change you from within. And you'll become a beautiful person. One of the most beautiful persons in the world. And then you'll be saved from the destruction that's inevitably soon going to destroy all of the wicked people on the earth. So, you know, with that said, you know, I don't have co-hosts coming on there helping me. I don't really need it. I mean, because Allah, he just uses this body to speak through. So I can talk for the next 3 or 4 hours if he want me to. He want to use me for that. But, I still appreciate every one of you that comes on and just listens. Because it's definitely a message that you need to hear and take heed to right now. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you.
Walaikum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz. And we are to our Creator. Today's discussion is the final day of judgment. Get ready. And if there are any questions that you have or comments you'd like to make, I'm going to check with you. And at this time, you may do so. Let's begin with the 313-412-1273. Is there any question that you would like to ask? A comment that you would like to make at this time? I guess not. The other one is 313-213-6568. Is there any question that you would like to ask? A comment that you would like to make at this time?
Okay.
Excuse me? Well, I thought I heard someone for a moment there. Okay. All right. So everyone just wants to listen in. No questions, no comments. We want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And he comes on every Sunday morning at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, he's reminding you of that day, the final day of judgment, that most people don't want to even think about. Well, he said, get ready, whether you want to think about it or not. It's here, coming. And get ready for it, because you will have to face it. No one can escape it. All of us. And it's time for you to think now on where you want to, he says. Spend eternity. He says to choose now where you will spend eternity. Time to think about that. You see how the world is changing now. Things aren't like they used to be. They call it the new world order. And they say that we enter a new world and that things will never be the same anymore. Everything will be changed and will be different. So people, get ready. Because that day, the final day is coming. No one can escape it. And Imam Shaheed Shabazz is here to remind you of that. And now Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Yes, that was very beautiful. And as you was talking, I was thinking about it. I want to make it a little more plainer. That new world order that they, well, whoever's talking about, I'm coming from the Creator. The new world order that's issuing in and the old world order that's going out, the new world order is the order, the way, that the order of life that the Creator created in the beginning, which was good and just all over the world. And he said once that people all over the world, they lived as one people. They didn't say, call itself by races, black, white, Chinese, Jew, none of that. Just one human race. And they all worshiped the one God. Yes, it was so people like that one time in the world, then thousands of years ago. But it was in the beginning when the Creator created everything all good. So that's the world that's issuing in. That's the new world order. The old world order is what? It's evil. It's evil. That's clear for you. You ain't got to be, I have no education to know that. Look at all this evil. This is and how long have we been experiencing evil? Hey, ever since the world been here, but let's just go back for 500 years. I'm gonna say we've been experiencing evil, all people. But in particular, I want to just mention this group of people in the human race. The African-American people been experiencing evil ever since we were brought, our foreparents was brought to America over 400 years ago, about 500 years now. And that evil has never stopped, you know. And you look at the president you have here in the United States of America, he personifies evil. Yeah, yes, he personifies. Personifies means he is the walking example of evil. He's the talking example of evil. He don't just walk. He don't just live an evil life. He speaks evil all the time. He don't love nobody but himself. Even the people that work for him and work with him in the government, he's doing things to hurt them. He's prolonging, giving assistance to the people in this country. And this is supposed to be a government. They say it's a democracy. And if you understand the word democracy, it means a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. He acts like the government is his government. And for Donald Trump, by Donald Trump, of Donald Trump, by Donald Trump, and for Donald Trump, and just Donald Trump. So even he got some of his own followers mad with him now, because he's hurting them too in their pockets. Huh? He's calling them to lose money. So that shows you that got to be the work of the devil, because the devil don't care about rich people, so-called rich people or poor people. The devil hates all human beings. You understand that now. Satan don't care nothing about you and all your so-called money and these material things you got. He don't care how you think you, a lot of people worship themselves. That's the work of Satan working in them. He got them thinking that they some kind of, that they gods. It ain't just the white man in America saying that he God, talking to African Americans in particular right now. But now you got African American people, you can hear them talking about they God. The white man made him a white Jesus and say that Jesus is the Son of God, and God died for his son, sent his son out here to die for our sins, and Jesus is the Lord and Savior. Well, you got blacks that saying that, reversing that, saying that Jesus was black, and so they worship their black Jesus. So which one is right, the one that's worshiping the black Jesus or the white Jesus? Neither one of them is right, people. The worship of anything Allah created called shirk. is strictly condemned by Allah as a sin he will not forgive you for. And Allah says he forgive all sins. But then hold it. Allah is so merciful. Allah said he'll forgive you of doing that, associating something he created to worship with him, along with him. If you are coming to the knowledge in the Quran where you recognize it ain't but one creator, and you stop worshiping anything that Allah created and start back worshiping the one God, the one creator, Allah, he said he'll forgive you then. You don't have to do that. He's so forgiving, but yet most people are so damn ungrateful. And he said that over and over in this book, the Quran, most men, most people, human beings, are ungrateful. And we see this. So this coronavirus and all of this evil is coming on your people because you're so ungrateful to your creator. You don't want to acknowledge him or thank him and show it in your actions by living a good life, that you thank him for all the good that he do for you in spite of all the evil we do. He forgives us and gives us chance after chance after chance after chance. Yet the majority of people want to still forget him and act like they doing the good themselves or somebody else is doing the good for them. Nobody can't do no good for you unless that good comes through or from Allah. Allah, the creator, is all good people. There was one time during the lifetime of Jesus, Prophet Esau was his name in Hebrew language, in his real language, 2,000 years ago. And this lady, it was said that this is what the white man made up and put in the Bible. The Jews, Judaic, European. Say this lady said to Jesus, my Lord, when you get to heaven, that don't even make any sense. It's in the Bible, the New Testament. When you get to heaven, I got two good sons. They both are good sons. They have not given me no trouble all their life. They've been good. Say, so when you get to heaven, would you let one of them sit on the right side of your throne and one of them sit on the left side of your throne? And Jesus responded back, and this is true. In that the response now of Jesus, the lady really didn't know. Like most Christians don't know Jesus today, anywhere in the world, and what he taught. And he said, ma'am, you speak foolishly. I ain't got no power to do that. The only one that can do that is the one who is already in heaven, and that's our creator, Allah. Say, he's the only one can do that, ma'am. I can't do that. I ain't got no power. So people, learn that your creator now have all power. You're recognizing it now, whether you want to or not, like the co-host said. You can't go out like you want to go out. You can't do the things that you want to do like you used to do them. So that's showing you that your whole world of sport and play and all this lust and evil is going out fast. And people are dying fast, faster than ever before. And I mean in large numbers all around the world. And here in America too, dropping, 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 dropping. And don't you know your number coming around? And one man said that everybody has an interview. And, you know, in particular, African-American people, we're not used to being on time for interviews. We don't value time over the years. My 60-something years, I've seen that. And most of the time, even myself, we've been late for interviews for jobs and appointments or whatever, appointments. But this person said, this is one appointment you're going to keep. And he said, that's death. So you're going to keep that appointment with death, you know. So being that you know you're going to die, you might not believe in the creator, but you do believe in death. That's why you're wearing these masks, ain't it? You believe in the death of your body, right? But I say again, in my conclusion, get ready. People, concern yourself right now, today, about your soul salvation. And understand that it's going to be a resurrection of your dead body. And it's going to be a day called judgment when you all, not only people, but every being Allah declared created, goes be in his world to be judged. The sun going to be judged. The moon going to be judged. The animals going to be judged. The mountains going to be judged. Everything created, Saturn, Mars, Jupiter, all the planets going to be judged. And if there's any life on any of them, everything on them going to be judged. Everything created going to be judged on the day of judgment by the creator of all the world, of all creation, people. And like the sister say, and the Allah say over and over again in the Quran, let no one mistake, you ain't going to escape that day. And if you don't believe it, just wait till you die and see what happens. But if you wait till you die and you die in sin and rebelling against the will of your creator Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of all people, the one creator of all things and beings, seen and unseen, you are going to burn in the fire of hell forever after your judgment, your decision that you already made. See, because it ain't Allah making the decision whether you're going to heaven or hell. It's us that make that decision every day by the way we live down here on earth. So you decide where you're going to spend eternity. Yeah, that's what I said. Allah blessed me to say, we are the ones to decide whether we're going to go to heaven and after we die, after our judgment, on the day of judgment, and we are the ones that decide whether we're going to hell. It's by your personal choice, what you choose. And you cannot worship Allah, again, I repeat, and something he created. No, that's unacceptable. And the most thing people worship outside of the creator is themselves, their own desires, what I want to do. That's all you hear people saying now. And do you know the first letters of the devil's name begin with an I? Iblis. So that should tell you something right there. Everything is interconnected, the truth. So when you say I, you become a devil. You become just like the devil.
You have too many.
All right, very good. We will say a prayer in these 2 minutes, and thank you for listening, people, and we hope that you got something that will help you understand right now the time to prepare for the day of judgment. Right now. We say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the creator of all creation. We ask him to show us the straight way, people. We ask him to bless us to change now before death hits us, people. We ask him to protect us, Allah, our people, from our own will, and ask him to take our will from us and let his will replace our will with his good will, and then we'll have a changed life, people. We'll have a good life in this world and a better life and the life to come in Allah's eternity in the hereafter. With that said, I say thank you again for listening. And in the words of Quranic language from the God, the creator of peace, Allah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you all. Thank you.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Zahid Shifaz. We want you to join us again next Sunday, same time, 12:00 p.m. Have a wonderful day.